Commissioners Court for Monday, January 12th, 2026, at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. This is a meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court of a regular meeting on the 12th of January at 9 o'clock a.m. in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with the invocation. Scotty, please.
Sure. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. Thank you for the day, for all the many blessings God you give us. We thank you for the country we live in, the county, the state we live in. Thank you for all our neighbors and family and friends and loved ones, what we get to do life with. We just pray that you bless us this morning, Lord, as we consider and take action on the stuff that's before us. Give us wisdom and understanding in everything we do. Guide and direct our conversations and our decisions. We pray for peace in this land, Lord. We've got so many different things that are going on right now, Lord, just all across this nation, good versus evil. We just pray for your intervention in that. You provide peace for our nation and also just our friends and allies all across this country. Please bless our first responders and police officers, Lord, that are out there on the street. Keep them safe and bless them what they do. We just give you thanks for them and for every blessing you give us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the U.S. flag. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag. Seven. So we're gonna do public comments. I'm gonna give everybody 3 minutes and let everybody talk. But when we get to the agenda items, the commissioners will discuss any agenda. All right. Who's number one? Come.
I'll go.
Go ahead and stand up if you want, Sue Ann. Tell your name. Still right here, so we can hear from.
My name is Sue Ann Harper, and I live in Precinct 1, and I will greatly be affected by the decision that y'all make today on this road agreement, as I live right out there on the roads that they are doing the solar on. And mine and my husband Jimmy's opinion on all this is it makes the most sense to do the road use agreement so that we have some kind of financial situation to work with these solar people, because they're out there working and we're not going to fight them. I don't like it, but there's nothing we can do about that at this point. So I encourage you to decide to go with the road agreement so that we can have some help getting these roads maintained or put back together after they finish this project. Thank you.
Thank you. You take your full time.
What?
You take your full time.
I don't need it.
All right. Okay. Anybody else?
Okay.
Mary, come on up to the front where we can hear you. I know you're new to the court and everything, so make sure you say your name. Come on here.
My name is Mary McLennan. I wonder, first of all, if the commissioners have had a chance to read it, because as of the end of last week, they hadn't seen it. I know the first time that they came to ask for a road use agreement, it showed $500,000. They came back a month later, it showed $1 million. I'm curious what it shows today, realizing that in the past discussions, they said it was 5 miles. Mr. Cooper said it was 8 miles. Y'all have discussed how 1 mile is give or take $1 million to rebuild. So I don't really understand how it's protecting much of anything other than removing a roadblock and limiting their liability, which they'll say, that doesn't mean that's all we'll pay, that just means that we'll pay at least that much, but I can't understand even an attorney suggesting you sign on a contract that's not specific to what your expectation is out of that contract. So if it doesn't cover the cost of the expected road repairs, I don't know, 3,000 loads, pick a number. It's an extreme amount of traffic on the roads. If there's not enough to actually cover it, why remove the roadblock and limit their liability to a minute amount of what it would take to fix? Then I would suggest you vote no and respect the legacy vote that was taken or tabled or killed or died last summer. And I don't really understand this Democrat way of doing, of continuing to come back and ask until you get the answer you want, like a 4-year-old kid. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? All right, if not, we're going to go on to agenda item number one, consider to take action to approve the minutes from December 31st, 2025 special session.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize your payments. How are you?
The amount submitted for your approval is $632,825.31.
Okay, any questions? Got a motion?
I'll move the motion.
Second.
Okay. You got a motion and a second. Any more or any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, report county road crossing permit request for Farmers Electric Cooperative. And they talked to us, and this is just a formality. Farmers is the only one that does this for us. They're a good company that, well, I don't know if they really have to tell you the truth because they're a public, but they do. And we put all their approval in course. Just need a motion on that.
No, it's report.
Just record.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. No wonder. Okay, just that is so recorded. All right, number four, consider to take action to approve cybersecurity course enrollment for county employees. This is our yearly?
Our annual enrollment.
Got to take a test online. I nearly fail it every year because I'm not real good on computers. But I get through it every year.
We're required by law, anybody that works on the county's system must have a cybersecurity training every year. So that's what that is.
Okay. I don't know, I mean, oh, that's required to do it, but we'll...
And they require us to approve the commission, of course, that's all I can
You say. Will do it, and you will approve it. Okay. All right.
Following the rules.
All right. Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number five, consider and take action to approve Senate Bill 22 grants for sheriff and county attorney, number 1A-00000-1219 and 1A-00000-1220.
One is for 175 for the county attorney and can only be used for salaries, and then there's 350,000 for the sheriff's department that can be utilized for new deputies, salaries, and equipment for those deputies.
And we have applied for those.
Yes. and it has been applied for.
Yes.
And should be receiving that shortly.
All righty. Do I have a motion to approve the grants?
So moved.
Got a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number six, consider and take action to approve Flock Safety Subscription Renewal. You're up, Sheriff. Flock Renewal.
Oh, I didn't know that was going to be on there. This is to renew our flock cameras that we have throughout the county that we use to help solve a lot of our crimes that we have. They've helped us, and Mr. Smith asked me about statistics. I didn't know this was going to be on there. I could have brought some, but this is a, we use this almost daily on any time that crimes reported. This helps us solve burglaries. This helps us find sex offenders. Recovered multiple stolen vehicles. Some of those were actually stolen vehicles that were stolen out of, one of them stolen out of Smith County, for example, and was coming to Franklin County bringing a bunch of methamphetamines over here. So it's almost like setting an officer on each road that kind of takes a log of all the cars that go by. That, and the only time we access it and use it is when we're actually looking for a vehicle we have a description of already. So we don't have time to sit around and search it to see what's going past it. But that's a huge tool for us that we didn't ever have before.
And that's where it goes when we pay that inmate housing.
Yes, it's paid out of inmate housing. It's not paid out of budgeted funds. It's paid out of inmate housing funds that we have.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Motion?
I move to approve the Flock Safety Subscription Renewal.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second.
Any more discussion
or any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Let's skip number seven. We'll go, that's going to be a long one. Let's go with number eight, since the sheriff's on the roll here. Consider and take action to approve purchase of emergency services equipment.
I'm talking. Oh, that's Siri.
Siri's talking to you.
She got more information than I do. This is on the emergency rescue tools that we were talking about. I thought I spoke about last quarter. The fire department had been seeking some tools in their budgeted funds for when they first came to us about our agreement that we had with the city of McKinney. This is one of the things that they had struck.
There you go.
He must have to wait.
So he stepped outside.
Okay.
He's right outside there. Okay. You probably don't know.
That's all right.
He's coming, yeah.
This is some rescue tools that Blake had put in for that he struck from his budget last year to help cut down on what the amount of funds he was going to need. And as soon as he done that, I thought, that's something right now they're using, and as the judge mentioned last court, they're using some equipment that's probably at the fire department when he was on the fire department. It's an old manual, gas generator, hydraulics.
I think it's 17, 18 years old.
And the cost of, when we recorded this mid-summer last year, the quote was a little about what it is now, $45,517. With the, what they call a budget quote, and expecting that to go down several thousand. Well, since he and I both received these quotes, they've gone up 3 times. And so they're actually about $6,000 more than they were when they first quoted. Actually, mine's about 10, and his stayed close to the original quote, but it didn't go down like we expected it to. But you know, I was thinking, you know, his was $45,000. If we get the use of 17 years out of these new tools. That's a pretty cheap investment whenever your family's stuck in a car or a citizen here in the county or outside, from outside the county, stuck in a car that needs to be cut out. I know I want them to have the best of what they could have and not something that may or may not work whenever they're trying to get me out of a car, because they're going to need a lot of help. And then on my side of it is, I was looking at these rescue tools for the sheriff's department to have to, again, like we mentioned last month, we could get access into the school in case we needed to. I was expecting mine to be around $16,000 to $17,000. It came in with the three price increases at $27,366, which totals up to $72,884.17. Again, this is something I was wanting to pay out of the inmate housing account, not our tax dollars. And just last month, I billed out $88,000. Now, that being said, been pulling, like pulling teeth, getting some of my money out of one of the counties, but I've been assured that is coming. They paid 1 month, but they're still behind a couple of months. It has been submitted to the courts, and hopefully their peak meeting today will be approved today. After last month and today, do y'all have any questions or anything, any other concerns with this that I could answer?
Your inmate housing balance is still pretty healthy, over half a million dollars, correct?
Yes, sir. So. Yes, sir. And again, I budgeted out $88,000. It's not even part of that.
And $100,000 is
that far? And $100,000 that's on the way.
Okay.
So $188,000 is not even in there yet. It's checks in the mail.
May have to try to pick it up.
But and most importantly, those the fire department ones is they've got to have what they need to get in there and do their jobs and equipment they can depend on, and not that there's one or two firemen over there trying to get something to start whenever they could be getting working and helping fight fires, get people out of cars, whatever the case may be that they need those rescue tools.
Yeah, the hydraulic set, they've worked for years, don't get me wrong, but they're great when you have a lot of people. It takes two people to set that thing up and get it going, hook the hose up and everything, or a battery powered set, you grab and go. You grab it, turn it on, and it's ready to go. There's no setup time or anything. So that's why the hydraulic sets are slowly being phased out, just like most people, everything's going to battery. So, or your fans and everything. So the hydraulics, where they were great in their time, they're just slowly being phased out by battery powered tools and stuff. And a lot of that's also because of the manpower.
Back on the quote I had, there's two different tools there. One of them is 16. My eyes aren't what they should be. One of them is 16,737, and the other, the next step down, rescue tool or breaching tool is 9,526. I was wanting two of the SC-258, which are 16,000, but that's a huge price increase from when he gave it to me before, so I was going with one of those and one of the smaller ones. The main reason I'd like to get at least one of the SC-258s is it's faster and it's extremely quiet, to where the other one's slower, pretty slow, half the speed, and it's pretty loud. Of course, if I'm going to have it somewhere that I don't want to be heard trying to use it, it's not going to be possible with that smaller one. Nor is it going to be as quick.
So make sure I'm right. One quote is for the fire department.
Yes.
At $45,000.
Yes, ma'am.
$517 and some change. And then the other one is for the sheriff's department for $27,366.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How long will it take him to get here? Will it be, is it a long way or?
I didn't ask that.
I didn't either.
I'm just curious.
That's scared to ask.
I'm scared to ask anymore.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Anybody else any questions? Comments?
Well, we got Colin Clavity's name on here, the contact person.
That's because when they first asked for this, it was.
He's still working close with Colin. Mm-hmm. Do they know who they're working with now?
Yes, they do.
Alright, have a motion?
So moved.
I'm glad I got you to agree. Alright, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Anything?
Thank you. Alright, let's just finish up, we'll come back to 7. Number 9, consider and take action to approve bid from KB Technologies for upgrading and replacing courthouse and East Annex security cameras.
And let me preface that by saying any courthouse security cams are anything we do here can be tied out of courthouse security funds. So it doesn't come out of our general.
We'll just do the shelf over here.
And we...
You mentioned some pretty good.
We are dealing, before you start, we're dealing with some security. You may have to tell me, our company that we used to report out now, that I love it. And y'all went to a new system, so they can no longer see the security cameras at the sheriff's department. I want them to be able to see this courthouse from the sheriff's department. So that's one thing, it's just they're not working right, and they break down constantly.
The biggest issue is Guardian is they get them back down here from October. Let's just say it that way. Their support services non-existent. Actually, the courthouse had put in cameras. I forgot when we, Judge, y'all did this years ago, and we could see everything at the sheriff's department. Mine, courthouse was, then the courthouse got struck by lightning probably 2 times, I think, and ended up upgrading the system here. Same company, but upgraded the software so they could. Prevented me from being able to see the courthouse cameras. I've since upgraded the sheriff's department's, I guess, again, if you want to call it an upgrade. But the biggest issue I'm having is anytime I have a problem, anytime anything goes down, the camera fails, it's getting them here to fix it. And then if you do get them here to fix it, then you just, well, buy, they charge you a lot. So about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I started searching around and trying to find somebody that was local that I could pick up a phone and call. And I found Philip. He's actually does most of his work out of the Metroplex, but he lives in South Dallas, so I can go and arrest him if I need to.
Bring the hospital together. I feel safe.
Yeah, but I can still go arrest and bring him over here. He has been Johnny on the spot. I've had a couple of issues, actually multiple issues. I've called him and he's shown up and goes to work on the cameras and gets me back up and going. Now, that being said, everything he's doing is kind of piecemealing stuff. I've been on the phone with Guardian and they have a master password that they don't want to give me. And like I explained to them, you don't own the system, I do. So that's my password, not yours. But they just have a hard time giving that up. That being said, I would love to, at some point in time, wash my hands of them completely at the courthouse and the sheriff's office. But that's just going to take a little bit of time and some money. But just on Phillip's support, it's been, again, I call him, he shows up. It doesn't matter if it's a weekday, weekend. Might have to wait for the next day. Usually he's there that day or that evening. Even if he's coming back in from Metroplex, he comes by the office and fixes what I need to fix. It gets me back up where I can at least see my cameras.
Thank you.
So what this is kind of the way I explained, we're trying to phase out some old systems, 10, 12 years old in some cases. Some of them not supported anymore. The base system for the courthouse and the jail isn't a terrible system overall. It wasn't implemented correctly. We're finding a lot of
gaps in how it should have been implemented. This is a phased kind of thing here. So there's multiple estimates, a lot to go over. We can hit it all in detail, we can hit it all on the high spots if you want to. So what we did at the new annex building is a system called alarm.com. So it's a semi-cloud-based system with local reporting, so it's got a dual path. So if one system dies, you still have recording on the other side. What that also lets us do is implement access control and implement burglar alarm systems all in the same platform. So you have one app to go to on your device. Arm and disarm, I think most of you probably got a chance to use some of it by now. We're phasing into that for this building. So the estimate for the camera, I spread things out. This is access control, this is a supplement for that. Camera supplement, this alarm.com camera supplement. This is a phase into moving into that system. This represents putting those cameras on that platform on all of your main entrances and main hallways. This gives dispatch the ability to quickly see an alarm, because on the same system they're receiving alarms on their computers and dispatch, the cameras are going to start populating there as well. They don't have to migrate between two different systems to be able to see an alarm, lock or unlock a door, and be able to see the cameras if they happen in real time. The individual users on your smartphones will start receiving cloud-based clips. So if, say, Judge forgets to use his code on the back door on a Monday morning, we see it on our cameras instantly that it's Judge, and they can do a visual verification, like, we don't need a dispatch, go get it disarmed. They can even disarm and arm it remotely if they want to, if they're given permission for that. So that's the phase in for that, the supplement for the alarm.com cameras. The back door has already got electronic lock on it. I have an access control bid for a single door, and that allows us to add it to the same system where you can use your smartphone for entry or you can use a card. It'll match the exact same system we have at East Annex, so you don't have to manage two different systems there again. The burg alarm estimate in there is to take your existing burg alarm system and improve it. Replace old sensors, most of them are battery powered and kind of end of life, so we need to replace those, upgrade those, make sure they're still good. I did find some areas in my walk a few weeks ago that don't have sensors, they were just never added to the system. So things like the server room, that's a really important room for the city, for the county, doesn't have any security coverage in it. And I've ended up buying a couple windows in there and we did put some motion sensors. So there's some areas within the courthouse that needs to be improved upon. That's the burg alarm update. And then I think lastly is the existing system, the digital watchdog is the brand of that, just to call it out loud, is not a bad platform. The recorder itself is fantastic. The cameras they chose to implement on that system aren't great. They missed a really good opportunity to use a really good system. There's a need for having much higher resolution on the exterior cameras, especially in the parking lot around the square and maybe across the street and some cross traffic. Our parking lot in the back is kind of an area that we wanted to improve our resolutions. We get better detail of vehicles. And then the word license plate was used. We want to be able to capture license plates so we can actually document which cars are visiting the facilities. On that camera estimate, the first two cameras is going to be that camera and an additional camera.
Well, there you go. I'm going to have a camera. Yeah, give us about 30 minutes.
Replace the existing camera on that front. This is the southwest corner, watching the plaza, and then one right next to it, in addition to it, kind of watching across the street and toward the camera and the signal. The rest of them will be updated with cameras that are four times the resolution of what you currently have, so we'll be in better shape on that. And as you want to upgrade cameras interior-wise, absolutely, you can start with that. But at the same time, at the bottom of that estimate, I'm going to add a little bit of charge there. There's some cameras I think we can move around within the building to utilize in a better way. There's a 360 camera. It's a technology that's really, it's not new, but it is new to a lot of users. It's a singular camera that looks down and it sees in all directions all the time. And it doesn't miss anything in the entire room. So even if you have a singular camera in a corner, you're still missing some areas, right? So what we're doing now is we're doing centrally mounted cameras looking straight down, seeing in all directions all the time. And that's just, it works in live and in playback, right? So it's a technology we're using in smaller rooms that we can have a lot more density of view. right? So I think there's some cameras we can move around, clean, adjust, and really polish what probably wasn't polished in the beginning. And make it a better system overall.
Questions?
What about the front door? Is there anything?
On the alarm.com camera system, I'm adding a camera just to the front door.
Well, I'm talking about like a lock or?
So the front door is difficult. Can it be done? Yes. Will it require us needing an update on that door? Also, yes. So preserving, you know, the aesthetics of the building and the heritage of the building versus putting a lock on it, that is something I guess you guys can discuss for sure. If that's something you want to look at as an option, we'll absolutely need an option for that. I don't know how many employees.
I mean, it can't be locked. I mean, if somebody's trying to get in, you can't, I mean, you have to go physically lock it. Plus, when the wind blows out of the south, the door stands halfway open all day. So,
we can maybe look into redoing the door anyway. Yes.
But if you want to do it,
if redoing the door is on the table, absolutely. We can add some electronic locks to that. And it would blend in better with a door that's designed for electronic doors. Those doors were never designed to have electronic locks on them. So, I don't even know if they would withstand somebody pulling on an electronically locked door. They may not even survive that. But absolutely, we can look at that. And we can give recommendations on it too, and we're going to start.
Security time. As
long as we have a courtroom inside the building, it can make hiding for the courthouse security.
And the last one is the old annex building.
Out here, east.
So there's an estimate for that one also, just to add visual. There's four camera option for that one as well.
Is it included in these?
There's. I think there's another one that we printed this morning that's not in your
Okay. From
the original one. It's going to be a single page.
Well, that will not be paid for.
No. Correct. So that would be a separate item. I'm just going to call it out. Somebody's got a single page. You have an annex.
Courthouse.
Yeah, East Annex.
6,000.
Yeah, you got that.
Oh, okay, that's one. Okay.
So that would be separate than the courthouse stuff. But I did include that because there is nothing to watch. We have no visual of the East Annex. And I don't know how often we need to view that building or how much is in that building. I just know we have no
that building seeing. Is very important. That's the elections building.
So there's a camera system option there.
No, we need something out there, especially.
Yeah, so this will give, again, all the same app users and the same dispatch officers the ability to view that building in the event that there's an alarm or an issue.
So how would we pay for that? I mean, we have that budget amendment.
How much is it?
$6,440.
Let me look at it. I haven't really glanced much since last August at the 2026 budget.
Bring us from the next agenda.
We'll look at that.
And we can mix and match if we want to get a little more detail on that estimate. If you just need two outside and maybe two inside, we can mix and match cameras.
Okay.
And make it.
We definitely need it. So let me glance at the budget again.
What kind of warranty work?
1 year, no questions asked.
1 year.
And a lot of times our manufacturer on the higher end cameras, like the license plate cameras, are much higher end cameras. A lot of times the manufacturer will work with us to extend the warranty. Sometimes even as far as 5 years. And we can negotiate that during the purchase. And whatever we can negotiate, that's what
comes up. So how much is the maintenance agreement on this? I know it's...
The monthly?
Is it monthly or quarterly? I think we have quarterly.
So there's an access fee that's monthly. We don't really have a maintenance agreement in place.
Okay.
We can absolutely entertain.
It's the monitoring.
The monitor.
Yes.
It's very similar to, it's actually not as much, but you have a lot of access control in the new annex building, so it's a whole lot less than that.
Okay.
It is at the bottom of one of the camera estimates, for example.
Oh, I see it now. 19 and 9.
Yeah, a lot better.
Yes.
Any questions? It's a lot. There's a lot of information in those sheets. If anybody has any questions, absolutely give us a call.
Okay.
Well, I need to give the comment and explain it to you guys because I don't speak that language.
Good luck.
I was telling him, I'm glad you came and spent all day to come and speak to God, because I'm speaking.
So we're gonna make a motion to table it, is that what we're doing?
No, motion to table the East End, and we can go ahead and do the courthouse security.
The East End needs to be a separate deal.
We can approve the courthouse, because it's kind, we don't have that money yet.
I make a motion to take care of the courthouse on the security for that.
Second.
Got a motion and a second, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Phil. All right, we can consider and take action to approve House Bill 3000, Rural Ambulance Grant. I don't know where to start on this.
What I told for ambulance is we're all, where's all the grant information on here? That's kind of what I was wondering about.
Did Beth not give you all that stuff?
Remember, y'all couldn't print it.
I got a lot of information on the ambulance.
She couldn't print it.
This is the $350,000. Our ambulance service from Hopkins County was gonna do it all the work, but it came back, no, we had, our high had to do it. So we did all the paperwork on it and did everything, and it's just, the state of Texas passed a deal.
Yeah, I know they passed a deal, some legislation, I'm just saying we don't have any grant information, we just to send that second care of.
Did he not give you the stuff on the ambulance?
No, it's just the information on the ambulance, I gotta say, we gotta tell. Man, I thought there was something we got to, is that just the whole grant deal there, just the,
I get it, yeah.
The quote?
Yeah. Yeah, I see. And this is just applying for the grant to.
What were you talking about that Beth doesn't have, if she couldn't copy?
She couldn't print it.
Couldn't print it?
I wouldn't take, there's nothing there, you just apply for it.
Okay.
That's just an application, but that's the details that they gave us for that. It's Senate Bill 2010 money, basically. We had to use the same code and everything to get into the top trailers.
That was a good thing that the legislature put out this year, they actually did.
Yes.
Going to help everybody out, talking about their system.
It's for rural, more for rural counties than anybody, because.
Kind of like the rural counties, because we've lost all our hospitals.
Yes.
Give them that, let them know for coverage.
Does it cover it all? Does it cover it all?
Yeah. I move we approve the House Bill 3000, Rural Ambulance Grant.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 11, consider and take action to approve Popper Funeral Expense. Ronnie, where you at? I talked to Ronnie, he called me every once in a while. I just found out that it has to be approved by Commissioner's Court. But we budget $1,000 every year. Last year we didn't use any. I'm not even sure if the year before that. It's been a while, I know, because I had to come back.
I think we did one the year before.
Did we? And we got $1,000. Now, who qualifies as a pauper? A deceased person whose estate or family lacks adequate resources for funeral or burial expenses, no life insurance, pre-need orders, or existing cemetery plots should be available. County's responsibility. Mandated by law, East County Commissioner's Court must provide a pauper disposition. Implementation counties establish procedure, often contracting with funerals. Typically includes basics preparation, washing, embalming, clothing, underwear, shroud, and casket. Discretion, counties can create a pauper cemetery and manage burial grounds, sometimes with an option for veterans. Now, we don't have any of that, and we don't have to work on it. There you are. You're good at stuff like this. So I don't think it's going to be a problem with our cemeteries. Now, you help me out here on that. I don't think there's going to be a problem with the cemetery finding plots for them and everything else, but it is a county's responsibility on this. And I was told years ago that really it was only for the people that we find, if the sheriff found a dead body on the side of the road and we couldn't identify them, no family, no anything, we don't know. That's what we have to pay for, but apparently more to it. I learn something new every day. So right now, like I said, we got $1,000. Funerals, even not burial,
cremation.
Cremation, there you go. I'm a boy for me. That's the cheapest thing, and I think that we...
It's at least $660.
How much is that?
Our charge is $2,890.
$2,890?
But
when I die, y'all just dig a hole and throw me in there. I don't have to have a headstone. I'll be somewhere. I won't be there anywhere. So I've come to y'all today to see how much we can give. So, and then in budget next year, we need to talk about maybe increasing that. Because it is our responsibility. Do what?
That's a little obvious for you. That's
good. And we can give them $1,000 today if we want to. But we're going to have a budget amendment if we come up with some more. So. Would you be okay with that today?
I would.
Okay. Speak up.
And thankfully, we have not had,
yes,
like you said, we didn't do any last year.
Yeah.
And we work with every family, so.
Yes.
This family does not have those.
Okay.
I have a question.
Well, there's no, not unless you ask, so we're going to get
the we're doing cremation, so.
Do I?
And we're doing cremation.
Okay. All right, commissioners?
I move we approve the $1,000 for the pump work. Okay.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. All right, now we go back to number seven. Number seven, consider to take action to approve the release agreement for precinct one with Lupinus. And I'm, like I said, this is for the commissioners. And I hope somebody can listen to it. Jerry Cooper, I love Jerry Cooper, and we all love Jerry Cooper, and we worked with Jerry as much as we could. I talked to Jerry about the road use agreement when it came up, what was it, last summer in my office, and I said, Jerry, why don't we pass this? He said, and there was a couple more people that told me, he said, I think if we say no, that they won't come. So I asked Jerry, I said, Jerry, what happens when they come? He said, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Well, guess what? The bridge, we can cross the bridge. And so we've crossed that. I had a family member that come up to me and said, well, you know, and we've already gone over this a million times about we can't keep a big truck or a pickup truck or a car or anything going up and down a public road. We can't do it. It's kind of like, the exemptions for not ever having a road use agreement, and I know that's a bad term and he wants to change it, and we'll bring that up here in just a minute. If it's an agriculture product like timber, we can't stop them, and we can't ask them for any kind of bond or anything else, or chicken truck from Pilgrim, that's an agricultural product, something like that. But you know, really truly, if you're building a house, if Tom Scott Lumberyard had an 18-wheeler and was going to make 5 or 10 trips out there, really, they should. Now, they're not going to be using it 2 years, you know, it's going to be, but we're not going to stop someone from building a house. I mean, that's the only way in, that's the only way out. And that's what I did for a living with DPS. I was the truck guy, and I thought, well, maybe things have changed. And I did everything in my power. I called Austin, I called the guys from Mount Pleasant. I said, has anything changed? I said, and they said, no, you can't stop them from using the road. So you can do a road use agreement. That's what they want. You can do a road use agreement, make them pay for, you know, put a bond up there. I said, okay. But I mean, we did. We did. And I realize that there's people that don't want a road use agreement for solar. You know, we've done road use agreements and other things. Nobody's ever said a word about it and everything. So, and I understand. We have been hammered on Facebook. And I'd like to apologize to you. Whenever Randy asked Randy to do this, the solar never came up. I was asking if he'd be willing to step in until the election and have somebody else. And he did. Well, I got phone calls from two different people who live on that road that, by the way, is for the road use agreement because of their... And they were the same way. Well, I thought if we said no, they wouldn't come. Well, they're here. And we talked with the dad. So I think I had that call in. And talk to the company and see if they were still willing to talk to us about it. And thankfully they did. They could have said no. And I had a family member I had a family member come to me and says, well, if they can legally use the road, why do you even need a road use agreement? I said, what? I said, it's insurance. And I said, what do you mean insurance? I said, well, if a solar company had come down and used that road and never asked us to anything about it, start tearing the roads up, we would have a case in district court. Well, they came up from $500,000 to $1 million, and I guess that's still correct? I think that's what it said. So anyway, they've come up, and they said that they would still talk to us about it, so we're here today. Now, I will say this, and I told you, Randy's been getting hammered by people and being called names and everything else. And once again, I'm sorry that you had to go through that, because I came up and I said, after I got those two phone calls, I said, hey, they're here. I said, okay, let's call them. So I had Beth, I believe it was Beth, I had Beth to call the company and see if they would still be willing to do it. And they said, yes. Now, we love Jerry and everything else, and I want to bring this up, and nothing was ever said. You just had a road use agreement, and everything was okay on that. But I will go back to 2020, and I got thinking about this the other day when everybody started screaming how awful we were and whatever. But back in 2020, we had a road use agreement that was signed with Lupinus, a solar company. Same company. I believe the same company. And so I got looking, I said, well, who wanted this road use agreement then? Why didn't we hear anything about it then? And I got looking at it. Well, I'd like to tell you, guess who made the motion to do it? Jerry Cooper did. And it was seconded by Charlie Emerson. Nothing was ever said about that. But I'll tell you why Jerry did it, I think. I don't want to speak for Jerry. But the reason Jerry did it, because he came to me and said, you're tearing our roads up over. He said, we've got to have a road street. They're here. And that was at South Hill. But they were coming down the county roads. And it was for $500,000. Would you like to know how much we got out of the bond? That was only $500,000 from Invenergy, excuse me. $778,775. Encore threw another $174,375, so almost $1 million we got. Now, the road hadn't been touched over yet. We still got most of that money in the bank, correct, Marla?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it. So he knew that the road was getting tore up, so he wanted a road use agreement. And it paid for it. I'm sorry, it did. And to do this road out here, we get down to the point of... I will say this, you know, my wife would divorce me if I ever got on Facebook. I don't Facebook argue with anybody. I just don't do it. That's just kind of like I read some of the stuff. It's just crazy. But the commissioners, you know, and I'm glad that they're not. You know, they didn't really. They attacked Randy horribly. Really?
No, there's other people getting attacked too, Judge.
Oh, I know there is.
I mean,
but the ones, the two that really got to me and Landon. We ain't ever voted a bid on anything. Never happened. And we have fought against solar and fought against solar and fought against solar and said the county has done absolutely nothing. Well, guess what? I just learned Friday that y'all's out of the Deafening Prairie. It's gone. And that's a great thing. I mean, nobody in here has ever said we love solar and we're not drooling over tax money. But I'll tell you what's it's fixing to do. It's fixing to come to a point where. And I heard somebody on Facebook talk about, well, we just need to sue them at the end. That's what we were told, sue them at the end. So you want money from the solar company, but you want guaranteed money from the bond. And we know it works because we got a whole bank full of money from Invenergy, solar company. So we know that works. Do you want the guaranteed money, or do you want to wait to the end, like I told my family member? I said, if we go to the end, the solar company's got lawyers out the gazumbas. So all they got to do when they go to district court, if we have to, first of all, Landon will not represent us. That's not what his job is. We have to hire an outside lawyer. Now, we have, if somebody sues us, we have insurance through PAC. This is not an insurance claim for us. We'll have to pay, y'all will have to, the taxpayers will have to pay for our attorneys, which I guarantee is a minimum of $100,000. I don't think why I know that. So there's $100,000. And then if we go to court, the district judge is going to say, were y'all offered payment for this? And the solar company says, judge, we came to him twice. And then the judge, and I don't know what the judge will say, but I'm telling you, they're going to look at it and say, here's what we could. We're gambling with money, your taxpayer's money. The judge may say, you know, you're going to, and I got hammered for saying this, but it's the truth. There's our attorney's fees. Now the judge is going to say, y'all take care of your own roads, which could be $1 million, 1.5. I don't know how much it'll cost to build it, really true. They probably know more about it than I do. And then the judge may say, not only y'all going to fix your roads and pay your own attorney's fee, you're going to pay for my client, the solar company's lawyer. And God knows what that'll be. So we're guaranteed a million for sure to fix the roads, or we could gamble. We might win, we may not. But if we lose, we may end up owing $3 or $4 million out of your taxpayers' dollars. So,
can I ask a couple of questions? Is it Troy?
Jody Robbins.
Jody, I'm sorry. You guys already have your permits from the state being on our roads for as far as heavy loads?
Yeah, for heavy loads.
Sorry, so you already have the permit from the state that says that you can use our county roads while you're heavy loads. Is that correct?
We have to get it for each individual heavy load. Okay. I don't know if they've had heavy loads.
Yeah. If they're permitted in Franklin County on any state highway,
right.
I do know that.
That's right.
I don't think there will be any loads until we bring in the batteries and the transformer. The panels are pretty light.
My point, I'm trying to get so to let people know is y'all will get your permit through the state to use our roads, correct?
Yeah, right.
And we're already on the roads, already bringing heavy equipment in to tear stuff up. It's already started. I mean,
right.
The roads are already started, you know, whatever. Go back to the summertime. Ladies and gentlemen, we were here back in the summertime, and the judges said, we took a long shot gamble back in the summer. And every one of us commissioners did that by just sitting here and holding our tongue. We did not take any action. That thing died on the vine because most of us, including me, believed that that was going to either deter, or slow down the solar people. Since then, I watched out there and I see it's already taking place. And I can't, with a clear conscience, make all the taxpayers in Franklin County pay for the damages this solar company is going to do to our roads. So that's my position. It's going to come down to it. Is that ultimately, these people are going to damage the road, and why is anybody on any one of these seats in here, why are they expected to pay for that damage? And if we don't do the other stuff, if we don't do this road use agreement and get the money from them, that's exactly what's going to happen. And when we have to pay when we have to create the budget for all this stuff, come next year, the year after that, the year after that, where everybody don't want their taxes go up, they're going to do that. So I believe you, I regret it with just every single one of you. Most of the people have been coming here all the time, have been here for 3 years. And I regret that, exactly right, Kathy, for 4. So the stuff came up right after I got elected back in 22. That's when I was like, what did I get myself into here? But this is where we are. And so right now for myself, and I think I speak for other members of this court, I can't say where they're going to vote, but I've got to look after the interests of the taxpayers. And I'll address one thing that Ms. McLennan said a while ago, is that this puts up a roadblock. Obviously there is no roadblock. We've tried the roadblock. It hasn't worked. So now we've got to look after your pocketbooks. That's where I stand on it. And the other issue one of my constituents called me on, I guess it was on Saturday, Friday or Saturday, trying to ask questions about this, is the fact that there's so many people uninformed on what this means. And I understand it. First thing when I look, it says road use agreement. That means that what you're giving somebody agreement, you're agreeing that they can use and tear up the roads. And like we can stop them from doing that. It has nothing to do with that. We cannot do that. So I'm all about trying to find out a way, talk with our attorney going forward, that we can adjust this road use agreement that actually the people out in our citizenry can understand in plain speak what the thing means.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of lawyer talk in it already that's confusing, but I think we can make it a whole lot more uncomplicated. So that's all I can say.
And I'm gonna say, I've got a little notes here, I'll skip to one. We have been told that the court has done everything, you know, about being for solar and everything. But let me tell you something. Back years ago, if y'all remember, Mr. Borden, you know, that there was a pilot program, pay in lieu of taxes. We said, nope. We told them, no. They didn't come to court because I told them flat out that it would happen. They wanted tax abatement. Nope. And I'll tell you this much. I met with a company that's wanting to come in.
CapEx company.
Where did Joe used to live on the hill where they put the, right there in the corner, on the corner down the stretcher town? You know where I'm talking about, Candy Road, Stretcher Town Road. Right there in the corner, they put a big wire deal, transfer station there.
Electric.
Yes. There's a company that came in here and met with me and said, and basically they want a tax abatement. And I just sat there listening to them. I said, the answer is going to be no. I know my commissioners. They're going to say no to anything like that. There's not going to be a tax abatement. There's not going to be a pilot program. There's not going to be. And I told her, I said, and by the way, when you're wanting to build all those, in 2015, I saw that road, and it was about 10 foot underwater where you're fixing to build those. I said, so you may want to think about it. And they said, oh, well, our surveyor said it was good. And I said, it's not. So I don't think they'll do that. So anyway, it's here. Jerry knew that was here when he signed it. So, you know, I just want everybody to know that we've done this with solar companies, but it was after they were here. We didn't do it previously. We didn't do it with their company previously. Jerry didn't think that they would come without a road use agreement, and we tried that.
And there's another thing, too, is just to put out there as well, and I know, Ms. McClendon, you speak about this a lot, about what the other counties have done to try to stop it. And by approving a road use agreement does not preclude us in any way, shape, form, or fashion making sure that they take care of their fire codes, their fire protection, all those things. I mean, Max is already doing that for us as a county representative, making sure with all the stuff they're burning out there right now, monitoring that stuff.
Amen.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's nothing that says we don't hold their feet to the fire and make sure they do things and make sure this is safe for Franklin County as far as we can. I mean, I'm just putting that out there. Obviously, I know because at one point in time there was a comment that we do this, it just opens the door. We're giving the green flag to everybody to do whatever. It does not. That's not the case. So, I mean, it's one thing at a time. So.
Well, one thing I will say, just to clarify a few things that, you know, have been mentioned, and everybody has the right to voice their opinion. I don't have a problem with that at all. But one of the things I did want to mention that has been said on our work on social media today, that I was persuaded that Scott talked me into it, and that's not true. So I just want all of y'all to know that. It was mentioned to me, and I thought, hey, just from a business standpoint, this is the best interest of the taxpayers to get this agreement in place. And that's my thinking on that. Instead of taking a chance, like Scott has already explained, to wait later and try to sue them. And our chances, you know, like he said, we that could go on for 2 or 3 years while we've got damaged roads. The other thing I just wanted to mention here about the road use agreement, to me, that's just a plus for us, is the fact that it ties our hands to keep the roads maintenance while this project is going on. So if not, that could just be done by a handshake. Yeah, we'll take care of them while we're working here, but that might not get done. With this road use agreement, that's just another plus that's in this, that, hey, you know, not only when this project is done, but during the tenure of this project, you know, we're going to keep the roads fixed for you. To me, that's going to lower the cost at the end of what the roads might need to be put back where they were, you know, if there's maintenance done, you know, during the life of the project. So,
well, I will say this, Randy, and I would have to apologize to you about 50 times for putting in this deal, and it is a business, but I will say this. I read a lot of stuff about them bashing Randy, and I heard that there was a letter out talking about how Randy was taking money from this company and everything else. And I looked up, somebody told me a long time that public officials cannot sue for slander. Well, that's not true. You got to make criteria, and never all five of the criteria that I read met what was being said. So be truthful. Don't sit here and lie about stuff. And I have sat there, my wife told us he'd probably divorce me if I got on and did a bunch of fighting. Because you can't fight what people's emotions are or anything else. But as far as what I'm concerned, this is, I was pleased. If they never came, I would have never came back up. But I had two people to call that live on the road. One of them was deathly against it for doing it first. And they called me and said, well, they're here. I said, well, what are you going to do? He said, I want them to pay for the damages. I don't want the taxpayer to have to pay for it. And I understand it's a solar company. And nobody's going to say anything probably unless it's a solar company. It's kind of like a Trump derangement syndrome, but there's solar derangement syndrome. It doesn't matter what's going to go on. People are going to be upset, but they just don't like solar. Well, guess what? There ain't a person up there, and I can promise you. And matter of fact, when this first started, none of these guys were even on Commissioner's Court. I was. And we were all against it then. Now, when we first started out, my thought was, and when Mary brought it to me, I said, well, I didn't know anything about it. That's the first I'd ever heard about solar. I said, well, they can put cows or chicken houses or anything else, but it's a private land. I said, I heard the word Democrat a while ago. I said, when you start chatting with, and let me say this, I have called, I don't know how many of y'all have, I have called my U.S. Congressman many times about trying to stop solar. I have called my state senator, Brian Hughes. I've talked to state representatives. I've talked to Cole Heffner. I've talked to, I didn't talk to our new one yet, but the one before.
Brian.
No.
Reggie.
Oh, Reggie?
Reggie. I talked to Reggie. Reggie did everything good. And here's the thing about it. If y'all want this changed, that's the people that change it. We can't make law. We can only do what the state and federal government tells us when they pass laws. We cannot. They give us a road use agreement to do, and they give us a few little things, on fire burn bans, and they throw us a bone every once in a while. Let us act like we're in charge, but we're not in charge. The state of Texas is. When it comes to the roads, they give us money for the roads. Well, once they give you money for these county roads and fix our bridges, we got to listen to them. So, anyway. Anybody else?
I mean, take what Commissioner Smith said. I mean, I don't see why we let them off scot-free and make decisions pay for the road. So, they just don't seem fair to me.
And let me say this. Just because it says me, if you'll read this agreement, it doesn't mean that it stops at $1 million. If they're, help me out here, Mark, we was reading the other day. If they go over damages that cost more than that, they're still responsible for that.
That's the surety's maximum risk. It's not saying we can't get more than $1 million. That's what the bond company has said. Here's what we are putting in that based on what they've paid us for this bond. And so, in fact, later on in there, they assume, Lupinus assumes, all damage, fault for all damage that takes place during this time. And so, again, it's not that we're limiting ourselves to $1 million. We're actually starting $1 million further down the road than where you would have us start today if the commissioners voted no. So I've got to go, of course, somewhere else.
Right. And I had a homeowner out there tell me, says we're getting more vehicles in the last month than there has been in the last 5 years on a road. And I said, get ready, it's a lot worse. Lots worse. And you live out there.
I live out there, yes. And it's all the time.
And there's people that are full of road and script that are scared because they're going to get bashed on Facebook. They're scared to death. And I've talked to several of them that were against it at first. They didn't want it. But anyway, thanks, man. Anything else?
No.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to do? You have a motion?
I make a motion to move to consider and take action to approve road use agreement for precinct 1.
Okay,
do
I have a second?
I second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Discussion items, road maintenance related issue, Ricky, Sheriff Clark issue.
Actually, I do have one over on, I guess, January the 2nd. Sent Barlow in a book with union over the 300 of the new parks. Been out for quite a while. I've been dealing without it. Or not dealing without it. Just realized but it's over the lobby and office areas. Lobby, restrooms, dispatch, all of them. There's going to be dispatch on that end of the building.
You need your carpet there, because Joe was at a talk.
I know, it's loud.
Oh my God, heck, it was horrible.
Yeah, can't move. Go put some sand panels on that problem.
They can't move from place to place with carpet. It was terrible.
We talked about that before.
That was talking about last week.
That there was.
Marlo's on phone.
But, yeah, January 2nd, waited one day at least until the new year went out.
All right, anybody else?
Ricky called me after the last court about the awnings that they got from the rest area that's at the ballpark. That was setting up, that the shooting range he's thinking of putting up.
Yes, sir.
Which, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I am too. I'm not tired of them sitting that part of the lot.
Because it takes a lot of work to just maneuver around to get them set up. So if we ever do build over there, it'd be easier to go from scratch. But if we ain't going 2D or whatever ain't going to come, I don't, we were really needing awnings over the bleachers.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I have an update on our local septic. Going back in August, we kind of set down what we thought we really had to update our local rules. And the process is you send to Austin PCQ what we want to upgrade, what we want to do. Then they grade it, look it over, and send it back. Yes, they approve, whatever. Well, the way that process was working is that we sent it down there to them. She sent it back to me. Red marks all over it. It's like high school. I need to change this and change that. So this has gone back and forth since August. So finally, Wednesday, I called her on the phone. I said, can we just talk on the phone and let me tell you what I want and you write it the way that you want to hear that and get it done? And she said, yes. I spent about 2 hours with the lady, Kathleen McCollum at PCEQ, and I thought we were done. Well, she sent it to me Friday and said, there's one little thing in there I need to upgrade. So I'm going to upgrade that today, and I'm going to send it back to her, and hopefully we can have our public hearing in the next month or so, however we can have how long it takes to set that up, get that approved, send it back to them, and then wait for them to say okay. So it's been a long process, but finally I got a hold of somebody I could talk to instead of just typing back and forth and going from there. So I think it took 6 months last time we did this in 2003, so we're probably going to be about 6 months this time. So that's where we are on that. I have a copy of it if y'all want to look at it, what she said and what we did. We got pretty much everything we asked for. They just did like the verbiage. So now I think we got that cleaned up.
All right. Thanks, lots of county stuff. Yes.
I have a question. I have been working with the Secretary of State's office on our election. Okay, one of the things is I have to put together a budget so we know how to pay our poll workers. I did a Zoom meeting the other night and found out that, you know, the state will only pay $12 an hour for our poll workers, but if the commissioners have passed that we need to pay our poll workers more, we can go as high as $15. And I can't find anywhere where that's ever been brought up before or been done yet.
You want to put on the next agenda?
Okay, well, I got to turn the budget in this week, but I'll turn it in for that. And then if you can get me a copy, if that passes, then we can do that then.
Yeah, that went through the budget. It never was a resolution that we did. They are paid $15 an hour by the county.
Do we do have that?
Mm-hmm. It's always been that way, but we do not have a formal resolution. It was just passed in budget for payroll purposes as to who made what.
Okay, well, see, when I do the checks for the poll workers, I can only do 12. because I overpaid somebody by $2.50 last year, and they made $2.50 less, and they made me pay it.
So do I need to just pass a resolution?
Yeah, as long as I have something in writing that I can get to the Secretary of State that it's agreed to, that the county allows for $15 for the polls, pay the poll workers, then I can budget for that and get the state to reimburse me for that.
Yeah.
I'm looking for motion to adjourn.
Second.
On the first say aye?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thank y'all.